Hello, I'm Jeff Larsh. I am with EC Connection, part of Nelson Schmidt, and I have a blog, digitalsolid.com. What I'd like you to do to follow along with this audio is to queue up the MP3 player to the timestamp 20 and then press next slide there as you start this presentation. So what you should be seeing is my explanation, confession, if you will, that I was a morbid child. There's a family photo. I was a little pudgy. Actually, my family did not look anything like that. They were normal, but I wasn't. I just loved Creepy Magazine, which I started buying at the tender age of 7, and it warped me terribly with all of its monsters and mayhem. And it set me up a few years later for me discovering in my own backyard an antlion, which as an adult looks pretty innocuous, but as a larva, as you see on the right, and that's the tip of a pencil at the bottom of that photo, he looks hideous. To me, nothing more than Lord Voldemort of the Harry Potter books. So what the antlion does is even more revolting than the way he looks. He creates this lair, this trap, in soft sand. It's a conical trap. An ant goes sliding down it and becomes the antlion's dinner, falls into the antlion's jaws. It's all very grotesque and stimulating to a morbid 10-year-old. I was just recently thinking about this, though, when I was looking at web conversion funnels, because our web metrics, our analytics, focuses with laser beam intensity on these funnels. We measure everything, all of the page views, all the things that could possibly slip up and allow people to get away from us. So the antlion's lair is sort of like a website's conversion funnel, if you will, with the conversion being the antlion's meal. And, of course, the distance that the ant travels down that cone being the conversion funnel, the various pages, or the distance that an ant falls. Now, you can't be sure that an ant is actually going to make it all the way to the bottom, so you need lots of ants. Ants near the lair are opportunity. And if you look at this graphic, I show that at the bottom of the graphic, where you see a top view of the lair, the conversion funnel and the conversion itself, they're measured very heavily. Page views are not. Page views are, if you will, the traffic around the lip of the lair. And the closer the ants get to the lip of that lair, the more likely they are to become dinner. The odds get better the closer they are. So how do you get them close? How do you get them to roam near your conversion funnels? Well, you do it by getting as many ants there as possible. So then the next question is, how do you attract enough ants to satisfy your antlion? And basically, we know that, you know, the more ants that show up, the more sated our antlion is. By the way, this is the last graphic on the slide of the antlion. So you probably will be relieved that you won't have to look at that hideous thing again, unless you're a very morbid 10-year-old boy, in which case you will find it cool and want to return often. But let's keep going, because I want to continue to strain this metaphor by talking about the ways that we drive ants to the lips of our funnels. We do it by paying through the nose with banner ads, organic search setup, which is expensive, pay-per-click, etc., etc. These are all means to drive raw traffic with the hopes that some of them will stumble into our conversion funnel. We're less able or skilled to boost a visitor's odds of lingering once they show up or coming back once they have left, as that little ant just did. So what are we to do? It is our challenge. We need to find out how to attract these people to our site and keep them there longer. But the biggest obstacle is that they visit a site several times before entering a funnel, so it's hard to get continuity. There are so darn many of them and so darn many pages. You just can't control it the way you can an actual conversion funnel web metric. So they'll only linger or return if you give them something of interest. So maybe that's our solution. We just give them something of interest. If they were an ant, we'd give them food. We'd put food around the lip of the lair, and we'd be in business, wouldn't we? Well, what's of interest to a consumer visiting a website? The sad fact is there's no objective way to measure interest to a page's content. And as Tom Peters most famously put it, you can't manage what you don't measure. So that has been the case until now, at least for certain sites. And I've got descriptions of those types of sites in my case study that you can download at the end of this. You now, with the Content Interest Index, the CII, can help coach your content managers on how to make the pages that they're responsible for more attractive to consumers. Sort of like food is attractive to ants. And what do ants like to eat? No, not that ant. This ant. What does this ant like to eat on the perimeter of a layer? Well, if we were using the Content Interest Index to analyze what can lure them back, what they like to eat, it would approach it the same way we do with consumers. Two things. First of all, this metric learns what ants are taking back to their nest, with the assumption being that if you know absolutely nothing about ants but see what they're taking back with them, it's a pretty good guess that they value it, and that means it's food, and that means you can sprinkle a bunch of it around your lair and lure them back. It also observes what they tell each other about their recent visit to your neighborhood, the neighborhood around your conversion funnels. Again, because they're probably talking of something of value. In the case of an ant, ant food. So those are the two observations, and based on those observations, the CII does something extraordinary. It ensures that you've covered the area around your funnels with what's most interesting to your prey. Oh, I'm sorry, market. This is my little Picha Puku, or however you pronounce it, presentation of the Content Interest Index. You can download the whole thing by clicking on the link on this last slide. You can also contact me using information here. I do encourage you to download the case study, circulate all of this freely, visit my website, digitalsolid.com, which is a blog, regularly subscribe to it, and contact me if you'd like to learn more information about this exciting new web metric. Thanks.